Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back.
Don't say that.
Yes.
We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Okay, I'll tell you what's coming.
Uh-oh.
You are going to be so last century. If you are anywhere near my age, you probably found yourself realizing from time to time that you're really last century. I'll admit to a few instances when I had to remember back to when my then 14-year-old daughter had proclaimed, "Oh, mother, you are so naive." Yeah. For instance, I was in Chicago with my husband, Mark, about 30 years ago. 30 years, that's nothing, I mean. Dutch. Okay. We were doing a trade show at McCormick Center.
You remember all this?
Yeah. Being country mice, we were anxious to explore new city experiences like gelato. So we went to a gelateria to taste this gelato, whatever it was. We knew it was a sort of ice cream, of course. Well, it wasn't the gelato that I remember. It was the barista. His pants were falling off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Showing above the pants, the trousers, was his underwear. I quickly averted my eyes and we endeavored to proceed with our order. Well, you know the rest of the story.
At least he had a pair on.
Yeah, well, we had to be tutored in this stylish trend of drooping trousers that exists even now, if you want to know how long these stupid trends hang around. And around the same time, as I walked through the Houston airport, I saw a man on an escalator talking to himself. I think he was even gesturing. "Look," I said to Mark, "that guy's nuts." I wonder how long it was, weeks, months, maybe even years, before I realized that the man had a cell phone and Bluetooth earbuds.
Those are hard to even see.
I know.
And well, then when you see someone talking.
I felt pretty last century. One evening, we drove to a nearby city to take our great-grandsons to a children's play. Aren't we great? When we arrived at the venue, we discovered that we were in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
Consulting our printed tickets, we saw the correct address, but we didn't really know where it was. "Just Google it," said someone. Well, we didn't have cell phones.
Someone young probably said that.
Yeah, right. But we probably stopped at a gas station and asked for directions. At the venue, when we finally got there, we were asked if we wanted a program. We said yes. "Just scan the QR code for the program,"
oh, yeah,
they said. Right. Cruel. All night. Cruel. Then during high COVID, when restaurants no longer printed menus, we couldn't access online menus. Somehow the restaurant staff always found a couple of well-worn paper menus for the few cell phone holdouts. Still last century.
Well, I have to interrupt there because when we went, it was just before the pandemic, but everybody had to have a shot and you had to have proof of it to get on an airplane. And you had to have the proof on your phone. And if you didn't have the right kind of phone, like you wouldn't have, then you had to get in a long line. And some people missed their flight, so.
Yeah. Well, eventually we got cell phones. Suddenly, I felt very hip and modern. I felt so hip that I decided not to bring my huge grandma purse to a local music festival. Instead, I tucked my new cell phone into the back pocket of my jeans, just like the young people.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All was well until nature called, and I hit the porta-potty, dropped trow, and heard an ominous splash.
Oh, no.
As my new cell phone hit the excrement far.
Can you swim?
Far below. I staggered out of the potty, leaving my personally purchased phone in the muck. 2 days later, a friend stopped by with my phone, which had been clogging the porta-potty pipes and had been retrieved. It was enclosed inside two plastic bags.
Of course.
Well, I consulted the internet and found out that I was not alone. This happens to everyone eventually. So I cleaned off the phone and put it into a bag of rice, and it came to life before long. I mean, just hours. But now I've got shitty reception.
Yeah.
And people are calling me a potty mouth. Yeah, right. Then, just last week, I was in a liquor store in the wine section. I was pursuing the specials when I saw the familiar face of Martha Stewart.
Oh, yes, I remember her.
Yes. She still looks the same. It's amazing. I read the sign, Martha's Chard. Chard? Like that leafy vegetable favored by health nuts?
I don't what? Think so.
No. Okay. Chardonnay. Well, at least I caught on quickly that time.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Nobody knew how bad it was. Then, just a few days ago, I was telling my son that we had gone to Pierce Hill Performance Barn for the first time. Were there road coaches there? Asked Aaron. Road coaches? You know, food trucks, he said. No, I didn't know. I'm too last century. But that reminded me of an embarrassing conversation we had a couple years ago with our then-teenaged granddaughter. We asked, what is a wingman? She was working in a bar that had a famous all-you-can-eat wing night, and the answer might refer to that, but it didn't. Then she answered our what is a cockstopper question.
I don't know either of these answers.
This is not for this podcast for me to reveal these
what?
Things to you. What? You know what these are. Wingman helps. No, you're out to get someone in a bar. Wingman is the person who says, oh, she's really a nice person. You know, the cockstopper is the one who says, hey, don't have anything to do with this person. They're really a jerk.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, you're so last century, Nancy. You're so last
and
century.
And I'm so proud that I'm last century. Yeah. I don't want to know all this crazy stuff.
Too late. It's over for you. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see, like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree singing, oh, bananas here are just for me. Boom, 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 boom. Purple monkey on a pink giraffe. Mama asked the doctor, tell me, what is that? The doctor said, we better cut our dose in half. Bump, 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 bump. Thank you.
Polly wants a cracker, doggy needs a bone, baby needs some shoes, but mama wants a phone, a big pearl necklace and a TV set, and you know whatever mama wants, mama gets. Boom, 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 boom. Don't bother me, I'm tired of your insanity. There ain't no great conspiracy. Well, you think if you shout it out loud and long, everybody's gonna wanna sing your song. You can fool some people sometimes, but you don't fool me. Sitting at your desktop late.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.